Hello, Bloomington. You are listening to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WRUX B-Side Internet Radio. Today is our Halloween extravaganza episode where we have specifically selected a lot of our spookiest, most favorite shows for the season. Our first show is The Addams Family.
I picked this next song called
Is that her apples are delicious? The jury said she's charming, but her exes say she's wicked. I swear to God, I saw her howling at the sky. She ain't out to get you, but she's better on your side. And she don't wanna be anybody else. She's a woman in total control of herself. It's such a wonder to be under her spell. What a woman in total control of herself. Queen, she's got tricks up her sleeve, and I got a few up mine. She said, am I bad to the bone? Cause I get what I want. Mama said it ain't no crime. She don't wanna be anybody else. She's a woman in total control of herself. It's such a wonder to be under her spell. What a woman in total control of herself.
By Devin Cole. I actually got that song from my older sister because she has a playlist called, ooh, it has a bad word in it, but it's Witch and then Witch without the W and a B instead.
I really liked that song. That was really fun. That was a good pump up song.
That one was made on TikTok, actually, but I don't know, like, I'm sure other people have heard it, but like, Have you never heard that one before?
I've never heard that song.
I like that one a lot. It's just a good pump up song. Happy Monday.
It did give very Morticia vibes, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. You said.
I know she's not like an actual witch, but she's, you know, she's a woman in total control of herself. So,
period.
Yeah. And this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. I picked this song because we are like referencing kind of the original Addams Family TV show because there's a lot of movies and then there's also like a new animated movie. But when I was picking songs, I was like thinking specifically about like the original show, which was kind of like more sitcom-y, and it came out in the 60s and this song came in the 60s. But if you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. And this is our Halloween extravaganza. So this is Love Potion number 9 for the Addams Family.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pity for them fine. Sell them little bottles of Love Potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Love Potion 9 by The Searchers. Was it The Searchers? Searchers.
Yes, Searchers.
Yeah, I just thought that song was kind of a spooky vibe. But if you haven't already gotten the vibe, we decided instead of just doing one TV show for our Halloween show to pick several.
We're doing all of them. Every single scary show that you can think of, we've got it. We picked just like a plethora of shows, some that you guys suggested, some that we just thought of. So this next one, going off of the Addams Family, is Wednesday. I'm sure you guys have all heard of Wednesday, the Netflix original based off of the youngest of the Addams Family. Not youngest.
She's the middle child.
She's the middle child. Well, there's only two, aren't there?
Wait. Yeah, no, you're right.
So it's Wednesday from the Addams Family, about Wednesday Addams with Jenna Ortega. And the funny thing is we both kind of picked songs based off of like a similar scene from it.
Yeah.
This next song I picked based off of the dance scene, which if you're familiar with Wednesday, like you know that there's like a big dance scene where she dances like a goof. It's called, the dance that they do is called the rigor mortis. It's just, do you know what that is, rigor mortis?
Well, like, it's very, like, inspired by, like, goth dancing.
Well, like, but, the term rigor mortis.
No.
It's like a phase of the body after it dies.
That's so cool.
Where it's, like, really stiff. And so, like, the dancing is just, like, really stiff.
That's so cool.
And so, the reason she dances like a freak is because she's doing the rigor mortis. And if you're familiar with the Addams Family musical, they do the rigor mortis dance in that. So, that's kind of how that's connected to
the
show.
That's so cool.
But yeah, so this next song is the TikTok version of that scene. It's Bloody Mary by Lady Gaga.
And when you're gone, I'll tell them my religion's you. When punctures come to kill the king upon his throne, I'm ready for their stones. I'll dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head, head, head. Like Jesus said, I'm gonna dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head. To carve, he can't rewrite the aggro of my fury heart. I'll wait on mountaintops in Paris, going to bow, Maria to turn. I'll dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head, head, head. Like Jesus said, I'm gonna dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head. Together, forgive him before he's dead, because da 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 da
So that was Bloody Mary. I'm sure you all got flashbacks to the TikToks. I got multiple texts saying, yes! I'm like, yeah, I know. Hey, I know. This next one is a Chloe pick.
Yeah, so this is, like, that song was kind of what Megan already said, how, like, the song that a lot of people edited her dancing to on TikTok, and I feel like it really encapsulates the vibe.
I like it. That's a good word.
But I picked the song that she, like, dances to in that scene, which is, like, very gothic, a very, like, kind of classic. I don't know if it's, like, pure goth or, like, goth pop, but this is Goo Goo Muck by The Cramps.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
that was Goo Goo Muck by The Cramps.
This next show that we picked, I am a big, big fan of. It is Yellow Jackets. If you guys have heard of Yellow Jackets, I'm just going to go into the like description of it. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's basically this soccer team. They go, they're flying to nationals and their plane crashes. That's not a spoiler you see in the first episode, but their plane crashes and they end up in the wilderness and they're stuck there. There's no way that people can like find them. So they're just holding out. They're holding out hope and trying to survive in the wilderness, but as they're just trying to, like, live off of the land, they're discovering that there's something else out there. There's something that's either working against them or for them, or they're working for it. Like, it's this, like, entity that's out there that's just, like, encapsulating, going back to that word, the wilderness, and it's like trapping the girls one by one. It's super awesome, and it gets a little culty, a little witchy, so I picked Wicked Ones by Dorothy.
This night ain't for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart. This night ain't for the faint of heart, cause the faint of heart don't fall apart. Ah, 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 for the promised land. This night we got the evil hand, and the evil hand gon' raise a dance. Ah, 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 ah. Ain't no sleep when the wicked play. All we do is play. Ooh, ooh. Ain't no love when the wicked run. The pain of heart. This night ain't for the pain of hearts. When the train wreck comes, don't leave a mark.
Yeah, that one's super awesome. I also, part of the reason I picked that one is because I was just telling Chloe this. I was like, I'm going to tell them too because it's awesome. But the score for the TV show is not like, it's not like any like regular music. It's just like girls like breathing and like groaning. It's so scary, and like, but they're harmonizing like with the groan, like it's so awesome. But I totally recommend watching it if you like the spooky, if you like the woods, if you like girls. You should watch the show. This next song is also inspired by Yellow Jackets, similar but also more fun. There's a scene in it where they kind of, they're like, we're trapped, what are we gonna do? Like, we found a way to get food. We found a way to get water. Like, let's dance. And so they all sing a song together and they dance. And so this just makes me think of that.
I can't get high enough above you. I can't get drunk enough to love you. I'm the angel to your devil. I won't sink down to your level. The way I fell for you is tragic. You must have used that dirty magic.
you. I can't get drunk enough to love you. I'm an angel to your devil. I won't sink down to your level. Where I fell for you is tragic. You must have used that dirty magic.
So yes, totally go watch Yellow Jackets. And if you're just now tuning in, we are Teletoons with Megan Clow on WIUX B-Side Radio. This next show that we picked is also a fan favorite. Also, a lot of people recommended it. Also, we picked it like right away. American Horror Story. The first song I have picked for this is based off of the season called Coven. If you haven't watched American Horror Story, they have, each season is a different plot. Like, each season is kind of a different show, but very similar actors, like, playing just different roles each season. Sometimes they, like, have, like guest stars and stuff like that. Like, the most recent one, I think, was it a part of the actual season, the one with Kim Kardashian? It wasn't a part of the actual show, was it?
There's, like, a spinoff show, like, American Horror Stories. I think that might have been the one that Kim Kardashian was in.
Mm. That one, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, no.
It was pretty good. It was really scaring me, though, so I stopped watching it. That's how I am with this show, is I'll watch, like, the beginning of a season, and then I'm like, let me move on to the next, so.
I did watch, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like, when oh. she got the role. Like, I watched her audition. I watched her, like, do full hair and makeup. So I know I've seen all
that's
the behind
epic.
The scenes.
That is so epic.
Even though I haven't seen the show. One little fun fact about AHS, though, is that the creator of the show, Ryan Murphy.
He went here.
Went to school here at IU.
He graduated from IU. Yeah, IU.
IU Bloomington.
Oh my gosh. IU Bloomington. Yes, we actually learned about him. Did you take screening?
I did not take screening.
In screening, my freshman year, we did a whole, like, session on Ryan Murphy shows because he went here. And so we, like, all watched a show. Like, every single, like, group watched a different show, based off, like, a Ryan Murphy thing or whatever. And we had to make a presentation off of it. But this song that I picked is called Black Magic Woman by Our Babies, Fleetwood Mac.
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, cause you might just break up my magic spell. Got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need this.
so bad. I need you, darling. I need you, darling. Yes, I want you to love me. I want you to love me.
Black Magic Woman, Fleetwood Mac, classic. We always are saying that we are always playing Fleetwood Mac songs or like Stevie Nicks or something. So let that just be a theme that goes on.
No, really. We have to pick one.
Every time. This next one is Chloe.
Yeah, so my favorite season of American Horror Story is the first season, Murder House. And this season there is like this kind of star-crossed lovers kind of vibe going on between these two characters, Tate and Violet. If you know the show, you know it's messy. But like when I was younger, I was like, oh my gosh, like it was like, I was like, why is this the standard? It's not.
It's not.
So yeah, Tate is not a good character. Like, not endorsing his actions. Bad character. But, like, especially in the beginning, I think before his character gets a little ruined, like, I really did love him. He's, like, an emo boy. He does, like, he has this scene where he walks into school, like, with a skull painted all over his face.
What's
like,
the actor's name? Evan?
Evan Peters?
Yes.
Yeah. And
cutie.
So I picked, like, a very angsty emo teenage song that I felt like very much embodied him. This is A Victim by Teenage Disaster.
Well, the summer, well, the fall.
That was Victim by Teenage Disaster. That song is perfect for Tate because even though he is in the wrong, he continues to play the victim, if you've seen that first season. This next band, I do want to give a little disclaimer. I do not endorse the band or the people in the band. It's one of those separate the art from the artist situations.
Real.
But this is also a really good, like, teen angsty song because Violet is also very teen angsty. And I really love her. I, like, really wanted to be her. I thought she was so cool with her big floppy hats and, like, her little dresses and her little cigarettes in the hallway.
Her little cigarettes in the hallway.
But, yeah, this is Violet by Hole.
The sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
That was Violet by Hole, and that concludes our little American Horror Story segment. If you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clough. We are doing our Halloween extravaganza. Halloween is on Thursday. I'm so excited.
What are you going as?
I already went as Catwoman, probably gonna reuse that costume.
That's
again.
Fair. Yes. This weekend I'm going to Chicago because my best friend lives there. Shout out Gabs. I'm going at Thursday, hitting the pubs, because now I'm 21, and me and my friend are going as, she was Hannah Montana this past weekend, and I am going to be her Miley Cyrus this next, like, on Thursday.
That's so cute.
Friday, I'm going to be SpongeBob in the Goofy Goober Rock portion of the SpongeBob movie.
So real.
I am sewing my own cloak. And then Saturday, I'm going as Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
I'm excited.
I love Frankenfurter.
Yes, yes. But this next song is Season of the Witch by Lana Del Rey. You picked this song.
Yes. So this is for the show Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Me and my younger sister used to watch the show like all the time after school. This was really like her show. Like she would put it on and I would just kind of be along for the ride. It came out in the early 2000s. It's, if you don't know, it's about this young girl named Sabrina who lives with her two aunts who are witches, and she discovers that she's also a witch. So I just picked a lot of witchy songs. There is a spin-off series called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Which my uncle was like, you should totally do that one. I was like, hey, we kind of are. But no spoilers. I didn't want to tell him that.
No, real.
There you go, Uncle Tom. There it is.
I would say that this song is more the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina song. This is the spookier, kind of eerier one. But also to shout out my sister, because this is like the show that we watched together. It is her 18th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Chloe's sister. What's her name?
Paige.
First name?
Paige.
Happy birthday, Paige.
So yeah, this is Season of the Witch by Lana Del Rey.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me.
You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Do you think I see some other cat looking over over his shoulder? And he's strange, so strange. He's very strange to me. Pick up every stitch. Beatniks are out to make it rich. Oh no,
That was Season of the Witch by Lana Del Rey. I really love that song. It's very spooky. This next one is more the, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like, upbeat, kind of, like, fun, girly one. This is Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. Yeah, that was just my, like, cutie girl song for Sabrina the Teenage Witch. This next show is inspired by one that Megan picked.
I picked The Walking Dead. I feel like tons of people have seen it. My friend Ethan back home, he's in Ireland right now. Shout out Ethan. He's probably not listening. It's probably evening for him.
He's at the pub.
But he started watching it, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a watch. And so back in high school, I started watching it, and I love The Walking Dead because it's like a little too real for me, because like it's during the day that you see all these creepy things. And so like when I'm outside, like during the day, I'm like, oh, what if there was a zombie right now? But yeah, so I picked. If you've seen The Walking Dead, it's very country. Rick Grimes, and Rick Grimes is like this sheriff's deputy, and he wakes up and the world has basically ended, and he's like, what the heck is going on? And I was just showed my friend Olivia the first episode yesterday, and there's a funny part in it because the door is supposed to say "Don't open, dead inside," but it's a two door thing, so it says don't dead open inside or something like that. If you read it properly, it says something weird. So we watched the first episode for that purpose. But he starts realizing that the world is completely falling apart. Dead people are walking everywhere, and he's horrified. So this song is called Let It Burn by ZZ Ward.
When my heart, it is broken, in my soul, it is weak, you're standing above me, with your heel in my cheek, no mercy for sinners, you kick me. Baby, I'ma let it burn.
Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn. Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn. Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn. Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn.
From the moment baby, I'ma let it burn.
Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn. Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn. Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn. Burn, 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 I'ma let it burn.
I know you feel it because it's getting so hot. Out of control, see, I'm gonna blow up your spot. You lit the spark and now you ain't stopping these flames. You rolled the dice, now I'm on a murderous game. Please just let go, cause I'm on the edge. The sky, it is turning a crimson red. Finger on the lighter, hold it till it hurts. You started the fire, baby, I'ma let it
burn.
Yes, so that was Let It Burn by ZZ Ward. I picked that song because it just gives like the country vibe that Walking Dead gives. So this next show that we picked is a Chloe pick. Boo, bitch.
Yes, pardon our French. this show is a Netflix original series. It has Lana Condor in it from To All the Boys I Loved Before. It is a really, like, campy, quirky, like, fun little girly show. Basically, the plot of the show is that these two girls, Erica and Gia, like, their senior year of high school, they're very good girls, like, very goody-two-shoes. They decide to sneak out and go to a party. Erica is a very, like, anxious type, which is so real. And she goes to, like, her first party, and then the next day, she realizes that she is a ghost, and she unfortunately passed away in the party, and she can see, like, her body. And she just continues going to high school as a ghost, but this time she has no fear because she doesn't have anything to worry about.
Yep. Real.
She's a ghost. She's just vibing. So this
is a ghost.
Like, the worst has already happened. Like, what can
true.
Possibly
what's
happen?
What's going to happen? You're going to die? Yeah. Think again.
So this song is kind of, I would say, like, inspired by kind of her, like, headspace in the show, just kind of being in this weird kind of, like, limbo. It's kind of, like, a weird kind of, like, fun song to kind of, but still spooky, to kind of match the vibe. So this is Worms by Ashnikko.
Can self-sabotage. Oh well, it's too late. My host body mutates. My head spins, my neck breaks. I love a self-sabotage.
Brand new day, got a brand new brand. Got a colony of ants underneath my skin. My bones decay, now I'm gelatin. I swear, but I'm this parasite possessor.
Worms by Ashnikko. If you've never heard an Ashnikko song before, I love her. She's super fun. She's just like, I would say she has a lot of Halloween songs. She's very spooky. I love her.
Love it. And for our last song of our Halloween extravaganza on Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Radio.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
She got that all out in one breath.
Yeah. What can I say?
This song is also inspired by the show, but I also feel like it could apply to a lot of the different shows that we chose today.
So if you think that we missed a show, this one will just apply to that. So
beautiful.
Think again.
And this is just kind of the ultimate spooky show or spooky song. It goes along with the theme of like being a ghost, being like dead but alive. This is Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love?
The stage is only one show away to bring the giant down. These on the screens, cemetery thing, with a one flat foot on the devil's wings.
You are.
wealth. They love to love the wealth of an SS form making scary sounds.
That was Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
And this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe
on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Thank you for tuning in to our Halloween extravaganza.
And tune in next week, Monday, 10 a.m.
Thank you. Goodbye.